Hey, what's up? This is Chris Gray, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
Argentina, champions of the world. And the nation will tango all night long.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interview.
She's on happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport, it's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Throwback Thursday, everybody. The stories remain current, but the music takes you back into time. We're going to be having music from 1999. Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca. If you remember that track, you want to stay locked on to ZFM Stereo, my station, your station. Tonight on the show, we've got a special double feature as we interview Mark Ruck, who is the head of commercial affairs at ZFA, that's the Zimbabwe Football Association, to talk about the association's commercial drive ahead of the Warriors' participation at the Africa Cup of Nations 2025 to be played in Morocco. In the second half of the show, we'll be joined by Zimbabwe under 21 girls hockey coach Brad Huir to touch on preparations for the upcoming 2025 Junior Women's World Cup to be played in Chile. And you want to weigh in on the conversations? We've got the platform for you to do so. 0772 168 045. That number again, 0772 168 045. We're also available across all social media platforms. Whatever you fancy, simply search for at ZFM Sport. Barry Menandi is here, and Barry, of course, excitement in the air, as I think we're probably 6-7 weeks out from Morocco.
We're all excited, we're all amped, ready to roll. It's going to be exciting times in Morocco, and I hope we stay as long as we can.
Absolutely. Three games to be played on the Warriors on the 22nd.
We
play our first match against the Pharaohs of Egypt on the 26th. We take on Angola with their new coach. So it's a clash of new coaches there in Morocco. And then, of course, our final game, which could be something of a decider, we take on our old foes, Bafana Bafana. That is the action coming out of Morocco. And we'll be hearing a bit later on from Mark Ruck from the Zimbabwe Football Association. But for now, we get on the show on the road with our power play. It's Throwback Thursday.
Stay right where you are. Move to the groove of the nation. The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
All right, before we talk to Mark Ruck, let's give you a local sports news roundup, starting with rugby. The Zambezi Sevens Challenge Tournament, one of Southern Africa's fastest growing rugby events, returns for its fifth edition this weekend at Harare Sports Club. Organized under the banner of the Zambezi Lager and Delta Beverages, this year's competition promises to be its biggest yet, bringing together elite teams, local clubs, and a strengthened women's tournament in what organizers are calling a celebration of sport, community, and excellence. Let's move on to cricket news, where Zimbabwe's Lady Chevrons have departed for India for a training camp ahead of next year's ICC Women's T20 World Cup Global Qualifier in Nepal. As part of their preparations for the Global Showdown, the team will play warm-up matches against Thailand and Mumbai State. Zimbabwe secured their place at the Global Qualifier following a dramatic 5-wicket victory over Uganda in the semi-final of the Africa Qualifier before going on to lift the Continental Crown with a dominant 9-wicket win over Namibia in Windhoek. Let's wrap it up with the athletics news, where Bindura will once again take center stage in Zimbabwean sport as the National Athletics Association of Zimbabwe, the NAAZ, hosts the 2025 Athletics Excellence Awards, a landmark celebration of athletic brilliance, coaching, dedication, and corporate partnership. The prestigious ceremony will take place immediately after the National Cross Country Championships, which serve as the official qualifiers for the World Athletics Cross Country Championships in Tallahassee, Florida, United States of America, scheduled for the 10th of January next year. That's 2026.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable. The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
Right, as earlier promised, of course, with the Africa Cup of Nations fast approaching, tonight in the studio, we're joined by Mark Ruck, who's the head of commercial affairs at ZIFA, and he's here to break down ZIFA's commercialization strategy ahead of the Continental Showpiece. Mark, good to have you on ZFM Sport.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much. And Barry, thank you as well. Appreciate the time and thanks for having me.
No doubt. Well, Mark, let's dive straight into it. And Mike talks about the issue of AFCON coming up. Surely everyone at the association is excited about the tournament because we're going to be there. We won't necessarily just be fans of other nations. Zimbabwe is actually going to be there.
Zimbabwe is going to be there, and it's everything that everyone's talking about, on top of all the recent games that we're having. Obviously, the coach discussions and everything have been a little bit of center stage this week, but yeah, prior, during, and post, it's all AFCON, all systems go.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. And Mark, let's take a deep dive into the Zimbabwe Football Association, and it's going to be obviously a very busy end of 2025. Lots of stuff, exciting stuff. We've already been through a very successful COSAFA Under-17 Boys Championship, which was heralded by COSAFA and a lot of observers who attended the championship. And of course, ZIFA is looking to end the year strong. And I guess a question would be, being less than 2 months away from AFCON, how are the commercial preparations going? Because those are going to be key, aren't they?
They are so key, and it's vital to get our boys there in the condition in which we expect, which is no stone unturned, no dollar short. Everything has to be in tip-top shape. Our committees have been working full-time on being creative this time around. A bunch of initiatives that we have started, including raffles, which is starting next week. We've got a massive raffle, which our Vice President, Kennedy Ndebele, has spearheaded through the ad hoc committee for AFCON fundraising. And that proves to be, it's going to prove to be a very big initiative and hopefully one of our biggest money spinners this time around. So we've got massive prizes. We've got all inclusive trips to Morocco, 10-day trips watching all three of the first games before the knockouts. And that's going to be a big one. We're also doing a few crowdfunding initiatives. We're going to do a GoFundMe. We're going to have donation buttons all over the place. So watch out for your social media platforms. We're going to be very busy in the coming weeks, all the way leading up to and during the tournaments.
It looks like it's very busy, and I'm excited about, the prospect of obviously winning something. And I think we often watch on TV fans from different nations, especially in Europe. They've got the traveling fans. They have the opportunity to go watch their teams. And it's not always the case for nations like Zimbabwe. And what ZIFA is offering here is an opportunity for some fans to be out in Morocco watching what should be a very exciting tournament.
Yeah, we've also partnered with some very strong guys. We've signed the MOUs and we've got some packages available. So please do reach out to us on commercial. We've got great packages available to have all-inclusives, plus a few gift goodie bags along the way, accommodation taken care of, flights, in-country travel, and obviously tickets while you're there.
Brilliant. And Mark, you talk glowingly about AFCON and with just cause, because the tournament has grown exponentially. I mean, the last AFCON was a roaring success. It captured a lot of eyeballs, and yes, you're talking about packages where people can travel to the tournament, but no doubt the TV audience is going to be huge, and there'll be other platforms as well that people are going to be watching. And that's a sponsor's dream, because what they want is that exposure, that ability to see, watch, for people to experience their brands. What sort of platforms are available for sponsors that they can take advantage of during the tournament that Zifa has been able to lay forward that would excite any sponsor or partner?
Yeah, thanks, Barry. We've got all of the platforms available. We're going to have our FIFA Plus. You're going to see everything on YouTube. Where we are offering the sponsors here is kit presents. Mm-hmm. You can have everything on your duffel bag, from branding on kits in the training side. Obviously, during the tournament, there's very vigorous rules and regs on what we can display on the kit, so we can't do that. But everything else leading up to the during tournaments, the post-game involvement, the fan zones, all of that is going to be the backdrops, all of the interviews with the players, a lot of interactions, a lot of ability to see your brand out there. Just to give you some numbers on the last one in 2023, I think they were talking about 2.2 billion on the reach on all their platforms.
Yeah.
And that's going to be surpassed again.
Did you say 2.2 billion?
Billion with a B, yes. Yeah. It's incredible.
I remember the last AFCON in Cote d'Ivoire.
Yeah.
Is that competed actually favorably with the Euros.
Yeah.
In terms of its reach and global impact. So AFCON is a marketer's dream.
It's a monster.
It is an absolute beast. And if you're not on board, you're behind. So we've got a various amounts of packages. We've got four main tiers, and then we've got customizable tiers for any sponsor, whether you're a supporter and a fan. Donate a dollar. Go and visit our brand new, really newly refreshed website, www.zifa.co.zw. Next week, there's going to be some donation buttons. AFCON raffle tickets will be available on there. And we will also be going door-to-door, face-to-face, having symposiums as well with corporates to try and give them a full expression of what our available rights are and what you can get for your bang, for your buck. So, that's coming up very soon.
Yeah, and I think another stat from last year, I think there were over 85 countries that actually televised the games. And as for the local fans, Mark, the local corporates, because so far we've been talking about things at a very broad level, continentally, globally. Yeah. Where can they expect to watch the Africa Cup of Nations? Where will the content be available for those that are here in Zimbabwe?
So we've got, obviously, the digital platforms. You can watch it on DSTV, on SuperSport. SABC will be covering it, and ZBC are in final chats now about the broadcast rights. So more than likely it'll be available on terrestrial, so watch this space for all of the places which you can watch it, including FIFA Plus if you're looking at streaming it for free online, and I'm sure YouTube will also be available by then.
Absolutely. No doubt you'll have also some exclusive content from the training and whatnot on the Zifa platform.
Yes,
as well,
exactly.
So people can track and follow those. Mark, it would be remiss of us not to deal with the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Because historically, you mentioned Zifa and people start getting shivers, especially from a commercial standpoint, from a partnership standpoint.
Yeah.
What would you say, and how has that been mitigated, and also why should someone partner with Zifa now, especially given those historical credibility issues?
Yeah, that's a great question, Barry. Look, it's no secret that Zifa's faced a lot of credibility challenges in the past. It's important also to recognize that we are under a lot of rebuilding and transformation. We have enhanced our transparency. We're repositioning ourselves as well as a very progressive force in Zimbabwe football. And I think if you partner today with Zifa, it's a big opportunity to be part of that journey. And under the leadership that we have now, the new leadership, and with a renewed commitment of accountability, Zifa is laying a foundation for a new era of football development. And our community engagement, our commercial innovation, all of those are strong factors in which you can lay your trust upon Zifa. to make sure that your dollar that you give us today is going to end up with the Warriors in Morocco tomorrow. So, yeah, we are doing everything that we can to make sure that we tick the boxes to give everyone back a little bit of trust.
Absolutely, Mark. And finally, I mean, should anyone wish to contact you or get in touch with the commercial department at the Zimbabwe Football Association, how would they go about that?
Yeah, thanks. We are very much on email. A lot of our ability to communicate on email. We can do Facebook Messenger as well. So just drop us a message on Facebook. We'll pick that up as commercial. But our email address is commercial@zifa.co.zw.
Right, that's an easy one to remember. Commercial, spelled with two M's.
The English translation.
Absolutely.
Spelling.
commercial@zifa.co.zw. That's commercial@zifa.co.zw. Alternatively, of course, you can always drop them a message on Messenger. That's Facebook Messenger. And the commercial department at the Zimbabwe Football Association will be able to respond to you and make sure that they get you talking with the right people at the association. Well, you've just heard from the right man from the association, and that is the head of commercial affairs at Zifa, Mark Ruck. Mark, thank you so much for joining us on ZFM Sport, and hopefully this is not the last time we talk to you, because it's going to be a frenetic 7 or 8 weeks heading into AFCON, heading into the first game, and I'm sure there'll be bigger and better developments, especially just from the fan engagement point of view, as well as the corporate engagement point of view, and those updates, the fans would love to hear them right here on ZFM.
Thank you for the platform, Mike, and 100% I'll be here in a flash. You give me another shout out and I'll give you an update in a week or two. That would be amazing.
100%.
Thanks, sure. Guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
Hey, guys, it's Tom Trewa here, and you're listening to ZFM Sports.
Z. Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
We begin in Australia, where Pat Cummins says he is on track to feature in the second Ashes test against England. In Scotland, Lester Fainga-Nuku will start at outside centre as one of three changes to the New Zealand starting 15 for their autumn international series clash with Scotland at Murrayfield, as Adi Savea takes over the captaincy of the team. In Saudi Arabia, Amanda Anisimova fought past Iga Swiatek 6-7, 6-4, 6-2 in a winner-takes-all match at the WTA Finals to join Elena Rybakina in the semi-finals. And in news from the United States, Rory McIlroy has revealed PGA of America Chief Executive Derek Sprague sent a personal apology for the abuse directed at him and his wife during Europe's Ryder Cup victory in New York.
From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport. The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
Like we said, we've got a double feature on today's show. Now it's time for us to talk hockey, and specifically Zimbabwe's under 21 women's hockey team is preparing for the Junior World Cup in Chile in December, following a government pledge of full support that includes financial assistance for travel and accommodation. Now the team, which includes both locally based and overseas based players, is undergoing training in Harare and Bulawayo, and tonight we're joined by Zimbabwe's under 21 women's hockey coach Brad Hoyer to take us through how preparations have been going. Coach Brad, good evening to you and welcome to ZFN Sports.
Evening.
Welcome back.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Thanks again for having me.
Oh, well, brilliant.
Again.
Well, before we have a chat, let me just run through that team that is making preparations to go through to the World Cup. Amber Tozana, Asante Ali, Ayanda Mangena, Chelsea Hares, Ella Allardyce, Haina Godfrey, Janelle Whiteman, Jody Anderson, Kanyisile Mzizi, Mufarowashe Matambo, Machashewe Masiwa, Nakai Mujaranji, Nyasha Vute, Pakanaka Kababadza, Rebecca Windsor, Ruvarashe Mushavi, Tanya Changa, Tinodiwanashe, Elijah Taylor Elliman, and Vimbai Chituku. That is the team that is currently making preps to go and join Group B, where we've been drawn against Argentina, Belgium and Wales. Firstly, coach, congratulations, of course, for leading the team to the World Cup. And now that you are definitely going, describe the mood in camp. How's it going?
Yeah, obviously there were some mixed emotions. Well, no, not mixed at all, actually. A lot of upset. A lot of upset girls a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, like you mentioned, the government's come on board and yeah, given us the great news that they'll help us get there. And now there's just a lot of excited girls.
Right. Yeah. So you didn't have any mentality issues there. I mean, listen, to go from the low of we've qualified, and but we can't go, and then now we're going. It's sort of they've got to really focus now and click into game gear. I'm sure has there been a problem, challenge, or are they ready to go?
No, I think because in the build up there was always that tiny little bit of doubt that we might not go, because obviously it's a lot of money to get to South America. So there was always a little bit of doubt, and I feel like mentally the girls probably weren't all there because they were probably stressing a little bit, or they had other issues, like they were now thinking, how are my parents going to pay for me to go to Chile? It's like $10,000 to $12,000.
Right.
So now obviously they're elated, and yeah, I think they're in a good headspace now because they know obviously that they're going, so there's that pressure that's off them. But also they know how hard they're going to have to play now because of everything that they've been through and everything that obviously we're going to go through in the build-up.
And you talk about playing hard. Talk us through the preparations, what your focus areas are as you get them ready for a World Cup, because qualification and the tournament proper, there's a difference there, isn't there? There's a difference in preparation, difference in output.
Yeah, definitely. The qualifiers were hard for us. We've made quite a lot of changes to the team that qualified, mainly due to players that weren't available that are now available, or vice versa.
Right.
But yeah, now we're coming up against the best in the world. Like you said, we're in Group B with Argentina and Belgium and Wales. They're all top 20 in the world. Argentina's number 2 in the world, and Belgium's number 7. So, there's going to be some different...
So easy peasy, eh?
Easy peasy, of course. Yeah, easy peasy for those girls. I'm glad I'm not one of them. Yeah, but from a strategic point of view... I took the team there 2 years ago as well, and we also played against Argentina, and we lost 14-0. It was a learning curve, say the least. But definitely my mindset has changed, so my whole strategy has changed as well. And it's more of not so much like full-on defense, park the bus kind of thing, because the Argentines will get through that anyway. but definitely a lot more defensive than when I first went. I've changed the whole structure of the team. It's quite similar, but just a little bit more defensive. And we're gonna, obviously the way we look at the game is gonna be completely different to when we faced them 2 years ago.
All right. And from a game approach, game plan, match plan perspective, youth sport in general is about development. So, but at the same time, you want to win games.
Yeah.
How do you balance that equation of the development and progression of the girls as athletes, but also delivering on the objective of actually seeing the team win matches?
Yeah, that's a great question. obviously, definitely the bigger picture is playing for the national team, and a lot of the girls actually have already played for the national team, and a lot of them will continue to play for the national team, or now make the national team. And yeah, I guess it's about getting points and winning and stuff like that. But in terms of development, it's an amazing experience for them.
Right.
Once they have that experience and they play against those teams, going into the national side, you know, it's going to be a lot easier for them.
Yeah.
And all the lessons that they're going to learn from those bigger teams like Argentina and Belgium, it's going to do wonders for them personally, but also for our national team, the senior ladies.
And speaking of that, what would success look like? Because I think we've got to manage the element of pride. We've got to defend the flag, yeah, defend yeah. the nation, but at the same time, we've got to be have a reality check to know that we're playing, what is it, second in the world and seventh in the world.
Yeah.
So our chances aren't that great. I mean, an upset can always happen, but what would success look like?
Yeah, so we actually, last week, we've been having online meetings with everyone because, as you know, we've got players all over the world.
Sure.
So we meet every Sunday just to touch base. I do some video sessions, or we just we chat. And actually, this last Sunday, we spoke about our expectations, because it's tough if I'm going there hoping to come second or third, and then the girls are going there hoping like
to get Kane 14. Yeah. If they get mean 13, then hey, that's success.
So that's actually one of the goals is to just better our score against Argentina.
Great. Yeah.
It was funny because I sort of said to them, do you think, like, if we say we won't get double figures?
Right.
And there were a lot of heads shaking. They're like, no, let's just keep it as we do a bit better than last time.
Better than last time.
Yeah. And then also, so we've got Wales, who are actually ranked below us in the world rankings.
Yeah.
That's not saying that they're worse than us. No. We definitely won't go into that game thinking this is going to be a walkover.
Mm.
But it's definitely a game that we're going to target. So we play Argentina first. Which is actually probably a good thing.
Eat our vegetables, take our medicine. Okay.
Exactly. And that sort of also will knock the nerves out, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So by the time we meet Wales, which is 2 days later, we should be in a much better headspace. And also, yeah, once you get beaten like that, you know, coming back from that, it obviously takes a lot.
Yeah.
But it can work wonders for their mentality, for the girls' mentality. And then they're going to know what they need to do to achieve our goal, which was to at least get a point off Wales. So we're happy with a draw, obviously going for the win, but we're happy for a draw, you know? Like, I think as far as I can remember, or as far as I know, we haven't got points in a group before, you know? So that would be, that would be a
step forward, certainly be a step forward. As we wrap up, just from a perspective that as the girls go across and as the team goes across, no doubt there's lots of support from home, definitely from ZFM Sport. You got all of our support. What's your message to the parents, the fans, the Zimbabweans out there who are going to be backing you from home? What have you got to say?
Yeah, I always say it, and it's just being Zimbabwean is something else. You know, like, one, the heart of Zimbabweans is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, the girls, when they play, you know that they're going to give it their all.
100%.
But Zimbabweans always support Zimbabweans.
Yeah.
No matter what, even, like, Beast, like, we look at him, he plays for South Africa.
For South Africa, but...
You know, but people will still... Exactly. And people might not support South Africa, but they'll support the Beast.
The Beast, yeah.
Well, when he played.
Yeah.
It's incredible, and we really appreciate the support. Like you said, like, ZFM have been amazing. We've had so much support from everyone. Like the parents that have paid, you know, like, they've still had to pay some sort of money towards the preparations. And it's just been incredible support by everybody, not only the hockey community, but like Zimbabwe as a whole. There's been so many messages going out and stuff just to support these amazing ladies.
Absolutely. And of course, thanks very much to the government for diving in at the 11th hour. And now, as you travel, all the best. We are here. We're backing you all the way, and we hope that we can do better than we did last time in all the games that we play, and certainly put some points on the board. All the best.
Thanks very much. Thanks so much. Thanks again for having us.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
The best.
Cheers.
Summer's here.
Come on.
Turning up the heat this summer with more music from the 90s to now.
90s to now in the sunshine.
Turning up the beat.
I just need
your hit music station.
Let's go!
Your home for hit music. It's the
Lock It On. CFM Stereo is untouchable.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
Throwback Thursday for you, and we've had two great interviews, Barry. The first one, of course, phenomenal. The Zimbabwe Football Association, and then we were just speaking there to the under 21 women's hockey team. That's the national team that is headed to the Junior World Cup in Chile in the month of December. So, from a sporting perspective, just nationally, we got two big events to look forward to.
Big events, and listen, there's so much more. There's lots happening around Zimbabwean sport. All we need to do is rally around it, and yes, win, lose or draw, let's back our team, back our boys and
back
girls.
Zimbabwe.
Yeah, back Zimbabwe.
You reckon we should get going with the hashtag #BackZim?
#BackZim, yeah. Let's back Zim.
You know, and I think we should pick like a couple of Fridays in December where we sort of like
where
come out
colors,
in our colors. So it doesn't matter what color it is. It could be the yellow of the Warriors.
Yep.
It could be the green and white of the Sables,
right.
It could be the Reds of the Chevrons, but we pick like a Friday where we say, hey, come out wearing your national team strips, let's back them.
100%. Do you know the best part about today's interview? Both the guys are beard gang. So that worked. That worked perfectly.
Hey,
there was enough facial hair.
Exactly. Then there was a Gazrim
studio.
Gazrim studio. 6 months, that's how I managed you. Anyway, you see, unfortunately, Zexi Banata is no more. But had he been alive, he would have got a ride from Wicked.
No doubt.
Had he dropped that hit now,
I'm
asking Piwa Aqua. No, I'm sorry. I told Piwa, you know, that 300 series. Was that song? Yeah, guys, I'm a post story. Pamep, the storytelling in our music back then.
Has it gone, Michael?
It's gone. Because ukatarisa namatavire, ukatarisa Zexi Banata, ukatarisa Safiri Omadzikatire. Music back then, Banana Tobias Ariketa.
Yes.
Music back then was more than just singing and instruments.
Yeah.
It was theater.
Yes.
It was storytelling. I remember when Jairus Jiri Band would come, every song had like, it had a skit.
Exactly. Yes. That's because there wasn't social media. If there was social media, we put it on social media.
But every song had a skit in performance.
Yes.
Oh, you don't see that.
And so you could go, you would listen to the song.
Yes.
And then watch a performance.
Absolutely.
So it was drama and dance.
Oh, drama and dance. Proper theater back in the day, taking you down memory lane. Right, guys, let's get into our messages. And there are plenty that have come in. And hi, guy. This hockey representative is honest in what he says. Yes. I like this sort of transparency, this message coming through from Humphrey in Skies. And refreshing honesty, Barry,
about
where they are and what he intends to do in order to mitigate the bad results from the last tournament.
100%. And what I liked about it is that he's having meetings, online meetings with his players, and they're agreeing on the objectives. They're agreeing about where we are as a country, where we are as a hockey playing nation at under 21 level, and then also what we need to do. So if we can just better the result against Argentina, that's a step forward. Let's see what we can do with Wales, and then see what we can do with Belgium. So I love that honesty.
Alright, this is Alois in Tynwald says, hi ZFM Sports team, and I can see you guys decided not to ask the ZFA head of commercial any questions pertaining to the hottest issue right now, that is the Warriors coach. come on.
He wouldn't have that.
It just shows me, Alois, that you've got no understanding of what job commercial means.
Commercial, yeah.
He would have no answers, yeah. No understanding of what's going on.
He wouldn't know 442 from 1 plus 1.
Absolutely. had he actually had any answers, I would actually been had some questions myself
as to
what is the head of commercial doing talking about, technical affairs.
Because
commercial is about money and raising money for the association.
Yeah.
The day we see Mark Ruck limbering up on the side of the on the touchline, talking to Knowledge Musona and Tawanda Chirewa and Marshall Bonetsi, we got big problems.
Yeah. As long as the team is kitted, gets to the airport, catches their flight, stays in a hotel, is able to fulfill a fixture, his job is done.
Absolutely done.
Budai Papo has nothing to do with it.
And you know what you should be asking Mark is, all right, what is the team going to be wearing?
Exactly.
You
and
know,
Are we going to be able to wear it?
Are there any jerseys that are going to be available from the Zimbabwe Football Association so that we can look like the Warriors when they're in Morocco?
That's
the questions you should be asking Mark. Yeah. Not Gutanzi, the coach. There's a coach that was appointed. Nah, sorry, buddy.
He said it at the top of the interview. He said, the coach has dominated the news cycle. Yeah, Mark actually said it. So that's what people want to hear.
All right, absolutely. Anzi, great guys. Great show. Keep it up. Anzi, go. Valinho, sakazo inda nepi.
Anzi,
Ziva, I don't know what it is. I'm sure. Vanalo Garusic and Nice. Right, this is Toby by Lake Chivero.
There's a little something of me that says that Coach Mario might just surprise us. There's just something in the back of my mind it might be hope. It might be just hope.
Hope in me. he might just do something.
Says that he might just
do you see any similarities with his appointments for Malawi? Because
Malawi,
he wasn't in charge of the qualification process, was he?
Yeah, he wasn't. He was appointed, I think it was 35 days before the AFCON kicked off, and then went on to get them out of the round of 16. So there's definitely similarities in that light. And
this is 45 days, so he's got 10 days more.
Yeah, let's deal with the specifics, Mikey. Yeah, 100%.
All right, Anzi, now Chris Mudimba in Masasa, high sports team, Manz Magwizi is right, supporting the coach and speaking highly of him. Even if I was the boss who appointed someone, I will speak highly of him also.
It's his decision, guy. You can't say, up under Baiza without actually giving a chance for your decision to play out. So, 100%. And the truth is, guys, he's been appointed. I think he's probably signed a contract already. So, Achad Zogorama shoot. Dear Coach Wedu, we hope for the best.
All right, guys, Anzo, PSL, Igadzri, a new trophy, Varume. And then he's put the PSL trophy. Anzo Kitonga Che Prime. And it's truth. Let's have a discussion about the PSL trophy. It's a hideous monstrosity.
It's got to be
renewed and it's got to go modern.
It's too big.
Yeah.
It's way too big. In a world where trophies are becoming more shapely, more smaller, it's big.
Absolutely right. So we got plenty of football to crunch through in the beautiful game.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The big leagues. The big teams. The big players. The beautiful game on ZFM Sport.
Let's get into the beautiful game. UEFA Champions League action. Last night's results. League phase match day 4. And of course, there were a total of 9 matches played. And Paphos beating Villarreal 1-0. Chelsea and Karabach playing out an entertaining 2-0 draw. 4 goals in that match. Chelsea having to come from behind to steal a point. Marseille lost at home to Italian side Atalanta. Whilst Newcastle United beat the Athletic Club 2-0. Inter Milan got the bid of Kairat 2-1, whilst Galatasaray scored perhaps the most impressive result of the night, a 3-0 victory away in Holland against Ajax. Benfica lost at home to Bayer Leverkusen, whilst Brugge and Barcelona played out a 3-0 draw. And then Man City, too good for Borussia Dortmund, 4-1 victors they were. And Pep Guardiola believes that Phil Foden is back after the England forward scored twice in City's win versus Dortmund. And of course, Foden, Barry, we go back. He was voted Premier League's best player for the 2023-2024 campaign. That's the season before last. The standout player in England. But last season, my goodness, he went off the boil to a point where there were calls that he should even have been dropped from England.
Yeah, and it was hard to. He was abominable.
Yeah. Terrible.
He was
lost
terrible.
His place in the city side.
Lost his place in the city side. In a terrible city side, mark yeah. you. That where nobody else was pulling up trees and blowing out the lights. So it was a spectacular drop in form. What we can say is that Phil Foden is back, but also Man City is back. In a new sort of style where they don't necessarily want the ball all the time.
They're
willing
playing
to
for some transition football.
How about
Haaland? Talk to me about Haaland. Because he seems to have grown his game.
Yes.
His range, as it were. Because, listen, we never used to see Haaland drop off to the halfway line.
To the halfway line.
A player 1-2 on the halfway line.
Yeah.
And then veer off and try and get, of course, into space. And that's causing defenders a problem, isn't it?
It is.
Centre-backs. Because centre-backs used to know that Haaland was going to be right here.
He's going to sit on your chest and he's going to wait for that opportunity to then spin behind. And if it's a cross, he's going to finish. If the ball comes through the middle, he's going to try and outrun you. Now, there's a lot more. Now, do you go with him? Do you follow? And if you do follow, you're leaving space where the Reinders of this world can then pop in and hurt you. So this, I don't know if it's the impact of Pep Reinders, who's coming as assistant to Pep Guardiola, but what I can say is the overall team dynamic and Haaland specifically has transformed and changed and is a new prospect that people have to deal with.
Absolutely. Very interesting there. Let's talk about Barcelona, Barry. That high line. Seems to be costing Barcelona a lot. But I have a bit of a different theory, though, with Barcelona and the high line. I think people are looking at the high line in isolation. I choose to look at that high line in the context of Hansi Flick having his best players.
Okay.
Now, when Barcelona have their best players, when they have Lamine Yamal on the right, and they have Rafinha, especially on the left.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a fully fit Lewandowski
in the middle.
And they've got Pedri playing in the middle next to Frankie de Jong.
Yeah.
That Barcelona side retains the ball.
It does.
Very well. Mm-hmm. I think right now there is a function of Barcelona not having its best players.
Yeah.
Kubasi is another one who was missing, who's now starting to come back as well for Barcelona. Right. So they've got a few key pieces missing. And I do believe if they get their best players back, they can still play that high-risk football where they've got a very high line because they know that they're able to retain possession, especially in tight spaces. And then they've got the personnel, especially at the back with Kubasi. Kubasi, the way that he functioned, especially in that offside trap, was absolutely critical.
I completely agree with you. And the one thing that we do as football fans is that we are stuck in 1984, where we think in terms of defenders and then not thinking in terms of defensive shape and we not thinking in terms of everyone defending. Yeah. When we are defending, we're defending as a team. So you're so right in that when he's got his best pieces on the field, yes, they retain the ball. But also, you've got a team whereby when they lose the ball, they apply so much pressure that for you to break through that first line of pressure, it's a struggle for you. So you can't get to that that high line, no matter how high it is, because they're putting so much pressure on you and they recover the ball very quickly. So I think that when the best pieces come, then we can judge Hansi Flick and that high line. Right now, they're not necessarily losing games. Yes, they're shipping a few goals, but they're not losing games, and that's a good position to be in.
Yeah, but Owen Chitana Bastonridge is still worried because there's he says the problem I'm seeing with Barcelona is that they can't defend. So he's worried about the fact that Barcelona is shipping in those goals and not scoring enough, not enough. Not, listen, they have to score five now to win matches. You're conceding three. You're going to have to score fours and fives. You're not always able to do that.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Because you're playing an opposition that has come with a match plan. And their match plan is around your high line. And if they're able to get behind you, they'll score goals. But can you score more than they do? Not always will you be able to do that.
Yeah, not always will you be able to do that. Newcastle United, listen, they're in disarray.
Yeah.
In this Champions League. The last time they were in the Champions League, they didn't fare so well.
No, they didn't.
It was a misadventure, to say the least. Mm-hmm. Do they look like a side that have learned their lessons? Do they look like a side that, look, I don't think they're going to win it, but they look like a decent game for anyone?
They do. They're going to give you a tough game, especially at St. James's Park, just like the Athletic Club found out last night. I think Eddie Howe, the power of consistency is also supporting them, because he took them to their return to the Champions League, learnt a few lessons. Now he's taking them back, and now they have the benefit of institutional memory, as it were. So he knows the mistakes that he made. I think this is a different proposition, this Newcastle side.
Absolutely. Well, unfortunately, time has run out on the show. Throwback Thursday here on ZFM Sport. And let's do this again tomorrow. 6:05 is the Friday show. Fire Friday, Party Friday. We set the tone for the weekend, and of course we build up to what should be an exciting weekend in the world of sport, headlined by that clash at the Etihad between Man City and Liverpool.
That should be a good one. For now, may God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Menande out.
Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sport stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James Worst is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's CFM Sport on CFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Mundell, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.
ZFM.